Close your eyes and let your attention settle on the breath. Right here in the present moment, watch the breath as it's coming in, watch it going out. Allow the mind to let go of all of its other concerns, because the mind is carrying around a lot of responsibilities as it goes through the day. Looking after your body, looking after your things, dealing with the people around you. We take it for granted that that's the way things are, that there's not too much disturbance going on. But you notice when people have brain damage that all of a sudden it becomes very difficult for them to handle all the many things that are going on, both in the body and around you. So it's good to have some rest where there's just one thing you have to be concerned about right now, and that's the breath. Everything else can fall away, fall away. And keep reminding yourself to stay right here, because the mind does have this tendency to just go out and grab things, bring them home. It's like a little child that goes out and just picks up whatever he sees and comes back home, and it's just all kinds of junk in the house. And it becomes a burden for his parents, and the parents have to clean it out. So little children in your mind that want to grab this and grab that say, no, not right now. Right now is the time to rest. Because it's only through getting rest like this that the mind can have the strength to deal with its responsibilities. And resting in meditation is better than resting in sleep, because in sleep you just let go of everything. But nothing really gets strengthened. It's just a respite for a little while. But if you can develop the mindfulness and alertness to keep control over the mind while you're fully alert, you're not asleep. Again, you've strengthened some good qualities of the mind. You've strengthened your ability to remember what you want to do. You've strengthened your ability to watch over the mind to make sure it's not doing anything that you haven't planned on, you haven't really agreed to. And those are your protectors, mindfulness and alertness. Because as life goes on, lots more things are going to happen to your body, happen around you. And you're going to need some sort of protection so you don't go grabbing things that are really harmful, things that will really weigh the mind down. So if your mindfulness and alertness are clear, sharp, up to date, in other words, they're right on top of what's happening, and then they can protect the mind from itself. It's like one part of your mind is a parent and the other part is a child. And the parent has to keep control over the child, not to create a lot of messes, not get itself into trouble. So the stronger the parent in the mind, i.e. your mindfulness and alertness, then the more likely it is that everybody in the house is going to live at peace. So make sure you do this every day. It's an everyday kind of activity. These qualities need strengthening, just like the body needs exercise every day. They have those counters where you can count the number of steps you're taking a day. There should be counters to count the number of times you're with your breath in the course of the day. See if you can get it up to 10,000.